Australian shares have fallen close to one-month lows after a broad-based sell-off erasing yesterday's gains. By the end of trade, the All Ords was down 1.4%. The ASX 200 index dropped 1.5%. Banking stocks were hammered. Incitec Pivot and Worley Parsons among the worst on the top 200 list. The sell-down is being replicated across most of Asia. The Australian dollar is up after the release of better-than-expected manufacturing data in China. The latest data on home sales has added to worries about an oversupply of apartments in some inner city areas. The latest figures from CoreLogic RP data show growth in capital city home values eased to the slowest annual pace in 2.5 years in March. Melbourne is of particular concern, where the average price fell 0.6% in the month.
House values are up about 10.5%, almost 11% over the last 12 months, whereas unit values have only increased by 2.5%. So there's this massive difference in the capital growth performance. And if we look at sales over the December quarter in the Melbourne City Council area, almost 1 in 5 properties resold that were units actually sold for less than what they were purchased for. So there's definitely some people sitting underwater on their properties in Melbourne, and certainly a cause for concern with so much more supply still coming online.